Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another amazing episode of Multi. The best damn podcast on the planet. I am your host, Brian.
This is Matthew.
Jadon. Doo-doo Brown.
Captain Cleveland.
And we are back with part two of the 2019 movie preview podcast. Last time we were just getting ready to wrap up the comic book movies for this year. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes.
Jerry.
That sounds like it's going to be a good one. This is going to take place right after Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. The basic premise is Spider-Man gets back from being dead and wants to just chill and hang out with his friends for a little while. So he leaves the suit at home and he goes on.
I love the synopsis.
That's a very good point.
I like it.
I didn't
like
even put it together that way, but like,
no.
Yeah. Forget everything you know about the Thanos snap.
I just want to go, you know, to Europe, maybe hang out, maybe get laid, maybe. I don't know. But, but apparently, Nick Fury recruits him over there. He's, you know, talking him up, you know. You got to do more for us kind of spiel. Like, what have you done for me lately? But, and then the elementals, the elementals, mm-hmm. I think are a big, you know, ruse that Mysterio is putting on. I think it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I definitely think so.
Yeah.
We did say there were spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, we're primarily talking about
that.
Well,
then I won't spoil it.
No.
Well, you done did it.
I mean,
you can't spoil what hasn't come out.
Well, and I mean, we're not really spoiling it because it's in the comics. Trailer. I mean, he's a stuntman. Yeah.
And it's in the trailer.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
But Jake Gyllenhaal popping up as Mysterio.
Bearded. I really like the way he looks.
Bearded.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Like
he's a good looking man.
He's bearded. Does it have anything to do with
that? Good looking suit.
Yes, well, I mean, that's what I meant.
It's Marvel proper, so they want, you know, all face at all time, you know, like with Chris Evans and the Captain America helmet. He's not in the fucking helmet all the time because they want to see that pretty ass face. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what they do.
For the ladies.
But I'm really glad that they're incorporating the Mysterio, like, bolt, like fishbowl dome.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I was wondering how they were going to do that.
Really
and
good.
It looks cool.
Yeah,
it does look cool.
And his armor kind of looks a little Chitauri alien-ish, a la the weapons they were making in Spider-Man Homecoming 1.
Ah, okay. That's a good point.
I think that he might...
Mysterio does?
What?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. It looks kind of like some alien tech that he used.
Okay.
I don't know, but I mean...
No, I could see it. I mean, I wouldn't have if you
it'd keep with
your
the whole
big old
theme
brain over there.
Because they were using it to make the weapons in the other movie.
Ultra.
Yeah.
Some new Spider-Man uniforms.
Yeah,
Yep.
A call back to the old. With the web gliders
and the darker,
and
almost
black.
And then there was
the all black
the
one.
Noir Spider-Man.
Yes. Yeah. Nick Cage Spider-Man. God, that was so fucking good.
It was.
I'm so excited about this goddamn movie because, first of all, Spider-Man Homecoming was one of my favorite movies.
Yes, I remember.
I think it was the best Spider-Man live-action movie.
100%.
Well, there's no, I mean, come on.
We're not doing this shit again.
100%.
You didn't like the second one with Andrew Garfield in it?
No.
Spider-Man 5.
2 with Tobey Maguire was really good.
Yeah.
I thought
that was Doc Ock, right?
Yes. I thought the one where Jamie Foxx was a bad guy was a good one.
Yes, that was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That was Andrew Garfield.
Yes. Whatever. I'm really
we're ranking shitty.
Yeah, I know. I'm Spider-Man. On board.
I feel like we do this once a month.
You're wrong.
With how Homecoming went. I'm really excited for Far From Home, especially because now I'm just on such a high from seeing fucking Into the Spider-Verse that Spider-Man kind of can't do any, or actually maybe my bar is set so fucking high now that we're going to go in, it's going to be a little bit less than, you know, perfect. And I'm going to be like, oh, this movie sucks.
What is
balls.
This shit?
Right.
This movie kisses taint. But
Jake Gyllenhaal balls.
Kisses taint.
Did I say that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, did he? Did he say that?
He slid it in
did
there.
Did he say it?
He's
slid
gonna.
It in there.
But yeah, I'm really excited.
That's what she said.
What's the next movie?
Then we got the Joker movie coming out in the fall.
Yes.
I'll pass,
which is going to be interesting.
Well, it is DC.
Automatically pass.
I'm good. Jesus.
Automatic.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm
not going
it.
To the movie to see it.
Why?
It's Joaquin Phoenix, man.
For you. Too dark for you.
No.
Look, I better see some fucking blood and gore in this.
So one of the main reasons why is I think when they first started talking about doing this Joker origin story, mm-hmm. they had talked about Scorsese directing and Leonardo right. DiCaprio. So I'm a little let down by Todd Phillips and Joaquin, however you want to emphasize it. Joaquin Phoenix.
Get it right.
He's a respected rapper.
Yeah. You know, listen, it might be good. It might be great. But I'll find out from you guys when I listen to the podcast. Multi-pop-tural.
I hope it's really good, but I kind of agree with Saba, that, but for different reasons. I don't like the idea of this movie because the Joker really didn't have a definitive origin story.
At all.
I mean, you had that little bit from Killing Joke, but... there really wasn't, you know, in stone that's
Red Hood
what happened. Yeah, the whole Red Hood connection.
What about the whole Gotham TV show? Is that...
That shit's gone off the fucking rails, yeah. man. It's okay. gone everywhere. He's got a twin brother and all this other
shit. The Joker does?
Yeah. Because you think it's like the Joker because he has to do the face implant, all this other shit. Then his brother comes along and then he's really the Joker. It's everywhere. I saw
that show's it. Doing what they want to do.
Yeah,
it's over now.
Put shit in a bowl,
right?
And they're just like, "Oh, yep, we're gonna do this."
Yeah. I never. Really
so this is just DC's attempt to bring something we all thought was great,
but it's not related.
When Heath
Ledger. No, Gotham and the Joker movie.
No, no, this Joker movie is not related to the current DC universe.
No, not at all. So we'll see.
How'd that work with Venom?
Ask Jordan.
It made a ton of money.
It did make bank.
I did watch Venom. I didn't think it was as horrible as you made it out to be.
It's
not in my top 10.
It wasn't great.
Jordan's like, you're welcome.
To me, for the heads of these studios, why make movies that are non-related? Like Marvel,
make money.
Well, Sony has.
That is literally the only reason.
But Marvel has found a way to work every single.
That's because they care about the people watching it, and it works.
And they had
and it's DC's, a real universe.
DC's just asking for a quick fucking fix, and people are dumb enough to go see the movie still.
But to be fair, they had the plans to do the Venom movie way before they made the arrangement to get Spider-Man into the main Marvel thing.
Which,
so they were going to do this anyway just because they didn't have access
It's going to be interesting to see what happens too, because after Far From Home, that contract's up.
Yep.
So they're going to have to renegotiate that whole thing with Sony.
For him to pop up
better
in their movies.
Better
so.
Venom.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire or...
Not Tobey Maguire.
Topher Grace.
Excuse me. Topher Grace.
We've already had this conversation, bud.
I wasn't here.
Bruh.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's a
bruh.
Need to know basis kind of thing. Stop.
So, you're not going to answer my question?
No. Who's better between Topher Grace and literally anyone else on this planet?
Literally anyone else on the planet.
So Topher. Yeah. Topher, got it. Okay. Sorry.
I would take Topher Grace over Post Malone. That would be about it.
I think he's got the number one song in the country right now.
I don't care.
I haven't heard it. Even a garbage can gets a stage.
Isn't it called like Sunflower? I think it's called like Sunflowers.
That
or something.
Means nothing to me.
Just
nothing
saying
at all.
Just saying he's still making them hits.
So we do have some sequels and kind of, I guess, obscure movies coming out this year. One of them being, we touched on Zombieland 2. Yeah. Jerry, what were some other sequels that we had?
Did we even talk about Glass?
No.
No. That's already out, though.
Yeah, but by the time this airs, it's going to be out
for a
while.
It's a 19? Okay, whatever. Men in Black. Men in Black International is coming out.
That's a sequel?
The Hemsworth one.
Yeah.
It's continuing the story of the Will Smith movies.
There's a girl
from
Creed in it.
I'm hoping for
the Valkyrie.
Yeah,
yes,
that's Valkyrie. What I was saying. Yeah. Some Thor Ragnarok magic happening in this again.
Hopefully.
She's also in Westworld.
What is it? Is it Chris or is it Liam that's in this movie?
Chris.
Oh,
Thor's in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Thor.
Why did I think
which Hemsworth is in this one?
No, because I remember. I think I watched the trailer with the sound off or something like that. And at times, I guess I just remembered him looking like Liam for a minute. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Yeah. Ever happened to you?
I mean, they are brothers.
They do favor each other.
Wait, why are you taking shots at me?
I'm sorry. Shots fired on 503 East Washington.
I don't know which Hemsworth is which either.
Well, they are both
Australian, and
there's a third one too,
and extremely attractive.
Yeah. And I
the
think
third
he,
one was in Thor Ragnarok.
He does some small parts.
Yeah, he was in the play that Loki put on. Yes.
Oh, not Matt,
yes.
Matt,
his
brother.
Damon.
Yeah, he played.
The quote, ugly Hemsworth.
Yes.
What
I'll take
it
being
sequels?
Ugly Hemsworth all day.
Oh, shit. There's a Child's Play sequel.
Yeah, I said that earlier, and Brian was like, oh, God, yeah.
I guess we can bring it up.
Terminator sequel?
Yeah.
Unnamed.
So this
Terminator
one
project.
Is supposed to be Terminator 3, per se. So that's what they're saying. Like, this is supposed to be take
that,
place.
Rise
like,
of
so
the Machines?
The day after Judgment Day.
Right. So that's what they're saying. And, you know, Linda Hamilton's back in it. James Cameron's on as a producer.
Still doing pull-ups.
She still looks pretty good.
Dude, hey. I mean, she looked really good in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
She stabbed that guy's
no fate,
out.
But what we made.
And it's Tim Miller directing it, the guy who did the original
no
Deadpool
fate,
movie.
What we made.
So, I mean, it's got some hope. It's still an untitled Terminator project. But yeah, it's supposed to take place pretty much, you know, they're ruling out the other ones that have come out. So this is supposed to be Terminator 3 after Judgment Day or whatever the fuck they're going to call it.
If it's called After Judgment,
what are they like? There's five of them, right? Five
yeah.
or six.
So they're writing out the Christian Bale one. I actually didn't mind the Christian Bale one.
Genesis.
And there's one where Sam Worthington plays a Terminator that thinks he's human.
Is that not the same one?
That's the same one.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Then there's one where there's a female Terminator.
That's Rise of the Machines.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a Claire Danes and the guy from Carnival.
Yep.
Wait. So,
and then there's another one. And there's the one with the Mother of Dragons, Khaleesi, in it.
That's
Khaleesi
Genesis.
Plays.
That's the Genesis one.
Khaleesi
that's
plays.
That's Genesis. You're right.
Sarah
what is
Connor.
The one with what's his face in it? The most recent
all of them.
One.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. Yeah. No, he's in all.
I'll be back.
Christian Bale.
Christian. Yeah. What's the
that
Salvation?
One was
Salvation.
Yeah. I like that one.
That was no Salvation was after Genesis, wasn't it?
No. Salvation was.
Ew. It was Salvation.
No. It went Rise. It went Rise of the Machines.
That's correct.
Yeah. Salvation.
Rise of the Machines.
Then Genesis.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Genesis.
Genesis was so.
They
so
suck.
Is Eddie Furlong in this one or?
Is he alive?
I don't think he's alive.
Somebody go fucking.
I hope you're.
Somebody go down to the crack house and get that motherfucker. Get him straightened up.
Which one's Eddie Furlong?
The one that probably
Part Connor
with the public
John
enemy
Connor,
shirt.
Not
John
the redhead. Bring back T-1000.
That's Danny
Coutsy. That's all I ask. Bring back T-1000.
I know Robert Patrick's still kicking up.
Have you seen this boy?
Yeah, Eddie Furlong. Eddie Furlong had to pawn his dirt bike.
His dirt bike.
That dirt bike was dope as shit though, back in the day.
Yeah,
everybody wanted
much
one.
More than Roses Blast.
Yep. Yeah, much more Terminator content than I expected.
Yeah, good
job. We're doing good.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Anybody like Kingsman? Kingsman 3 is coming
3.
Out.
Yeah,
it's entertaining. I didn't see the second one.
I don't mind them, but what's his name's not going to be in it.
No,
Eggsy.
Oh,
he's
right.
not.
No.
Oh, they're a little over the top. Yep. I mean, they're supposed to be over the top, but they're way over the
he's
top.
He's too busy making fucking Robin Hood movies.
The first one was over the top, and I heard that the second one was
nuts.
Like, Stallone over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first one had Sam Jackson with the bad
like
guy with the lisp.
Entendre.
Yeah.
The lisp, right?
Didn't yes, the first one with the lisp.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the girl with the metal legs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the first
the
one.
Knife legs.
Yeah.
Because that makes all the sense.
Now that we keep talking about these movies,
they sound so stupid. Yeah. What's your skill? Well, see, I was born without legs, so
knife
I figured
legs.
Swords.
What else you got, Jared?
Jesus.
What other sequel?
The Jumanji remake sequel.
Boo. I liked it. I like the original.
Of course.
It's got The Rock.
No, wait, so
in
The
it.
Rock, yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart are
yes,
back.
Yes.
It's got my girl, Nebula.
Yes.
But Nebula is hot.
She's going to be in the new one?
Doesn't have robotic vaginas.
She's a redhead.
What's her name?
Karen Gillan.
Time out. Time out. Why are you saying remake sequel?
Because it's a
Jumanji. It's not a remake. It's just a sequel, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was.
I thought you were saying that they're going to try and incorporate fucking
a sequel
well,
to the remake.
Did.
How about that?
Because it wasn't wasn't a remake. Because what's his face? Van Pelt was in the goddamn movie. It,
yeah,
as a video game character.
I
don't know.
I liked
it. Was trash.
I liked it.
It was garbage.
I did not enjoy it.
Entertaining. The last installment of the Rambo series is coming out at the end of the year.
I didn't even know they were still
I thought that happened
already. Well, first of all, I say I'm really glad that it's ending, but the last one was fucking baller.
It was very violent. Ultra violent.
No, Rambo was violent?
But this one was like real violent.
It was ultra violent.
Ooh, let me spin these exploding arrows.
They threw a baby in a fire.
Yeah. Is he directing? That's when you know the shit has hit
all,
the fan.
As we all
Is Stallone directing this one?
We're terrible.
Jerry, is Stallone directing this one?
Of course.
Oh, when
he
you're
is.
Pushed. What was the tagline?
I don't know.
When
I
you're
don't
pushed,
know for sure.
Killing is as easy as breathing.
Yeah.
Is he in Thailand again or whatever?
Hopefully.
As long as there's a jungle setting, I'm good.
Let's go back to Nova Scotia. Let's go back to where it all started.
Shoot at Brian Dennehy.
It probably will.
That's what I want.
Probably the alternate suicide ending will become the actual ending of this one.
There you go.
Let's see. Star Wars coming out. That's
we'll
a
see.
Sequel.
We will see. This is episode 9, correct?
It's the, are
we
on 9? Yes, it'll be the third installment of the new kind of characters that are going on right now with Finn and Rey and all the
I want to see more Jar Jar Binks.
Get out.
I don't know, we were talking about it earlier. I was not this franchise right now. I'm not. It's not 1, 2, 3 by any means. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not loving it.
There's no more Princess Leia. There's no more Han Solo.
I think that's
apparently Mark Hamill's in this.
Well, that's Luke Skywalker.
They're gonna make it to where he can come back somehow.
Who, Solo?
No, Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're doing
I mean, Yoda
these,
comes
they're
back.
They're fucking this whole thing up. They're doing the spinoffs, and to be honest with you, the best spinoff...
Rogue One.
...was Rogue Hell One.
Yeah. The best Star Wars really, yeah. story at all was Rogue One.
Agreed.
Which really...
Everybody died at the end.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good.
They looked... They watched...
Solo, the best thing about Solo was...
The ending.
Khaleesi. The ending.
When I got Khaleesi. To leave.
When
and
you got up.
And I never got my hours back from watching that movie. That movie
I don't know. Seeing Darth Maul again was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but why?
It's on Netflix, and I still won't watch it.
It went immediately to Netflix. There was a 6-month period.
I'm not gonna lie, I watched 20 Netflix. Minutes of it and shut it off.
Yeah,
I tried again, exactly. and I just couldn't. But Childish Gambino is Solo is the only reason
I'm gonna really watch it. I haven't seen. I still haven't. It's on Netflix. It's been on there. I'm like, well, I'm gonna watch.
It's worth it just to.
You
check
guys
out,
have. You guys like Lando. Completely. Just have crushed it every time, so I'm just like, this can't be good.
I had no desire to watch it in the first place.
So. I value all your
opinions.
I don't
know why I want to go see it, actually.
Solo or 9?
Solo. Oh, wait, was Solo back when MoviePass was still a thing?
Yes.
All right, well, that's why I want to go see it.
Yep.
I was like, dude, another free shitty movie. Which MoviePass is coming back? Let's get ours and go see all of the movies.
Well, now it's you only
it's
get
supposed
three
to be
a
better
month.
Now, though.
Yeah, but who cares?
For
it's
10 bucks?
Three movies? Mm-hmm. No.
But it's limited like, now. It's limited on theaters. They have like 3 different plans.
No. Yeah. So you get
go
the,
online and you'll see the show.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
not
a
trying
bunch
to
of
promote MoviePass right now.
Good point.
They aren't a sponsor.
Yeah. You sponsor us and we'll promote your shit.
Speaking of sponsors.
Ooh.
We want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Gate City Growlers. They have 20 taps. They specialize in small North Carolina breweries and specialty craft beers. Working with the little guys since 2015. Guys, please stay local. Take care of the local shops.
All right, so Jay, you were saying you wanted to do some biopics. Why did I call you Jay? I feel really stupid for that
Jay
one.
Jay Money.
Jay Don.
That's fine.
Jay Donimus.
Okay. Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Jay. Jay Baby.
Yes, it's
Jay.
Me.
Jay
Hello,
baby.
It's me.
Jay Baby.
Now, there's some really great biopics.
It's either biopics or biopics. I don't
pretty
know.
Pretty sure
we're just
in
confusing
my head,
ourselves.
Biopic.
Yeah, we're just
I've
whatever.
Said biopic my whole life.
There's one coming out. It's called Rocket Man. It's a bio of Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, makes sense.
The Kingsman dude.
Kingsman.
Eggsy
is playing Elton John.
So that's what he's
Sir
doing.
Taron Egerton. I'm sure I butchered that.
Eager
I'm
slash
sorry. Egerton.
Robin Hood.
I don't know.
Well done.
It looks. You know, it's probably going to be on, you know, on par with The Queen.
Which is winning awards.
This one looks a lot like, what was the Beatles one? Not biopic.
Across the Universe?
Across the Universe. It looks
like
trippy
musical?
Like that.
That was a musical.
From the preview
musical.
That I saw, it looks good.
I didn't
good.
Know it was a musical when I started watching it.
I looks, didn't either, and I didn't
I really
watch
like
it. Across
the
I don't like the Beatles.
I really like Across the Universe. It's
unpopular.
So I mean, it like just that. Looks visually, you know, there's some really cool scenes that I saw from the previews where he's like playing the piano, but then he starts kind of like floating in the air, that kind of shit. So
well, you
got to
think Elton John would sign off on this movie before
right.
it would
he
actually.
Would have to.
Right? And they were doing copious amount of drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elton John did the drugs.
They have to recreate that. That
did all the drugs.
Okay.
As he sits there fantasizing.
That's a look of envy there.
Good to have you back, Sam. That's where he's been this whole time.
Someone listening right now is like, huh, I wonder how my drugs are doing.
No, someone's like, so that's where he's been. So what other biopics do we have coming out?
You got Fonzo, which is the Al Capone
Fonzie
movie with Tom Hardy, right?
With Tom Hardy playing.
That, yeah, I've seen some pictures of that.
With LP scoring the movie.
Nice. LP from Run the Jewels.
Yep. When is that coming? Any idea?
May, June, okay. I think. I'm not really sure. You know, in fact, it's one of those movies that still doesn't have a release date, but it's supposed to still come out in 2019, I think.
Okay. Right.
I don't know if this is a biopic per se, but I wrote it down. It's that comedy. It's called Fighting with My Family. It stars
the wrestling.
Yeah, the wrestling one.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that one looks like good.
Well, it does have a shit ton of actual wrestlers in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a true.
The Rock, it's a true story. It's based on Paige's story.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And The Rock
that,
produced
yeah.
it.
Cool. Right.
But, my boy Nick Frost is in it too, which mm-hmm. I love him.
He's the dad, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. Vince Vaughn's in it.
Love Nick Frost.
And so there's that movie that sounds good. And then there's a movie called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, which is a long-ass title, but it's the Ted Bundy movie.
Oh, it's coming out this year.
So if you like serial killers or fucking weird.
The house that Jack built.
It's great.
Didn't need to watch that.
And then there's a big Tolkien biopic coming out about the life and times of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Is that like a four-part
walking series?
I would imagine
it's a fucking mini series on the big screen.
So on that note, on biopics, there's actually one that's biopics. It's actually being distributed. I had to pull my phone out for this one because I didn't have it written down. But
pull it out.
I read about it earlier this week.
Whip it out.
Hold on.
That's what she said.
Netflix only. Dolomite Is My Name. It's based on the comedian
Rudy.
Eddie Murphy is playing Rudy.
Ooh.
Wesley Snipes is in it. Mike
whoa,
Epps
whoa,
is
whoa,
in
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Oh, shit. Triggered. Speak again.
Wesley Snipes,
our boy,
just rolls off the tongue.
It is directed by the guy that did Hustle and Flow.
Okay.
For all of you that remember
the
MTV movie with Terrence Howard in it. So that's coming out on Netflix. There's no launch date, but I was reading about it. Oh, Chris Rock's in it too, by the way. Sorry, I forgot. Anyway, I read about it earlier this week, so there's that.
And then we also got the It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's based. That's based off of the Won't You Be My Neighbor documentary, right?
From what I hear, I've heard mixed things about it. It's supposed to be close to that, but more inside his life as well. So we'll see. I mean,
Fred Rogers.
Tom Hanks is Fred Rogers.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I saw the picture online, and he looks fucking awesome. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
He looks just like Fred.
As far as other flicks, let's see. We got Hobbs and Shaw coming out, a little spinoff from the Fast and Furious
world.
That's
in August.
So we'll see.
In it, I'll go see
him. You know, Idris. Is it Idris Elba?
Idris is the bad guy. The one thing I'll say about
that. Oh, he's the bad guy?
He's the bad guy.
You know, that. This Hobbs and Shaw spinoff caused a lot of turmoil and longstanding that's continuing now between the cast of the whole Fast and Furious thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously everybody knows the background that Vin Diesel and The Rock don't get along to begin with,
right?
Because they're both fucking diva movie stars that want to come and show up late and shit. They both want to be the last one there,
right?
So there's a lot of turmoil that's going on behind the scenes for that. So they gave The Rock and Jason Statham this spinoff, but apparently they were in negotiations to do a Ludacris and Tyrese spinoff.
Okay.
And they did this one instead, so now Tyrese is all pissed to the point where when Fast and Furious 8 or 9 or whatever the next one is,
too many.
That are there comes 9
out,
of them?
That comes, I think it's 9 actually, or 8 that comes out in 2020, The Rock's not going to be in it. Which it's kind of weird because that kind of saved that franchise.
I was
going to
say that's the reason I started
watching
it again.
When they incorporated him back into it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the main. I mean, this Hobbs and Shaw thing could spin off. I mean, you could have Jason Statham and The Rock make six fucking movies.
Yeah, I'm totally
you
cool with that.
You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I do like Michelle Rodriguez, though. She's one of my favorites.
They played that story
she
to death.
She had enough
though.
Ass like, for me, man.
Oh,
dude,
Lord,
they
wrong
beat
with
it
you?
To the fucking ground.
Her ass?
She had amnesia.
Yeah,
and
I beat
she,
that
like,
to the fucking ground.
It's funny because we actually watched a Fast and the Furious marathon yesterday on USA. So
why?
I feel like they love those movies. I feel like they have that on USA every weekend.
They don't show two. They don't show the one with
Which one's Tokyo Drift?
So the Tokyo Drift
was the one with the dude from Friday Night Lights.
But it ended up being a prequel, remember, because Han was in it. Yeah. And whatever. Anyway.
Bow Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bow Wow.
Well, he officially dropped the little. The Lil.
Yeah. Lil. Yeah.
Lil. Little Bow Wow.
This is so important, you guys. Like, thank you for tuning in.
Hard-hitting subject.
Yes. And, these breaking news. Bow Wow dropped the Lil from his name.
Years ago.
These are the to be in Tokyo Drift.
Reporting live is Ja Rule.
Where's Ja?
Where's Ja? what else we got coming out before we
y'all
get to
crazy.
Before we get to the big one?
Mother 2. Did you hear that?
Oh,
I'm kidding.
You better be kidding.
I was about to say no, because it would take
nothing left to be done.
It would literally be the same movie again.
Yep.
Because it starts over.
Yep.
But the baby's black this time.
I thought my head was melting.
Black doc.
Like, I've got to go.
Black mom.
We might be sponsored by Black. We just got to keep it up. So
it's funny because everyone knows what I'm talking about.
one sort of obscure one that I saw when I was kind of doing research for this, something that comes out in October. It's called The Gemini Man. I don't know if anybody saw this. It's a science fiction action thriller. Think Looper.
Okay.
If we all remember the movie Looper.
You love that movie.
Bruce Willis?
Yes, yeah. Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So it's directed by Ang Lee. And for those of you that don't know Ang Lee, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, mm-hmm. Life of Pi, Jordan's favorite, Brokeback Mountain.
Giggity.
The story.
Damn, son.
I'm going to expose him.
Is that why you've been quiet for so long? Is because you were planning that out in your head?
No.
It took him 3 months.
Oh, I'm going to get him.
I got him now. 3 months off to get that. Yeah. Now he's
No. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
You did a good job.
I'm sorry. But the story here is aging assassin. He's trying to exit this life of assassinations.
Excommunicado.
And he finds himself going up against his younger self that can predict his every move. Main character is Will Smith.
So this
sounds
like Looper.
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds similar. Sounds like
Looper.
Sounds like.
Black Looper. Right? So, but hold on. Clive Owen is in it.
Looper.
I was.
Looper. Oh my God. Black Looper.
I'm glad everybody loved it.
What's the name of the movie again?
Blooper, right?
Gemini Man.
The Gemini Man.
No, so, Blooper's better.
I think it could be sort of a sneaky under the radar.
Wait, who's starring the Gemini Man?
Will Smith.
Ah! Looper.
Oh, Black Looper.
Yeah, you
damn,
got it.
Damn, that's 4 minutes.
Just for everyone who didn't already get it.
Sorry, man.
That's so perfect.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
God, you got fucking tissues out?
He's dying.
Yeah.
That shit was so fucking
2019. Let's have it.
What else we got?
That's all. I'm done. With obscure, trying to find good shit.
Yeah, let's say it.
So that's Netflix exclusive? Is that
no, this one is. I know all my other ones have been Netflix exclusive. This is not. This will be wide
theatrical
release.
Okay.
Yeah, theatrical.
Okay.
The only Gemini Man I know is from Mega Man 2.
Yes. God, that game series is the
that's
shit.
That's exactly so what I thought when he said awesome. That.
Yep. So that's actually the ending of the movie. It's like
that was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was really good. That was like Bit Brigade good.
That's exactly right.
So before we get to probably going to be one of the biggest movies of this year, besides of course all the Marvel shit coming out and everything else, we're going to take a quick little commercial break.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, located here in Greensboro, North Carolina. He can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations, and his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388. And you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
And we are back. We are all laughing.
Still.
So we're going to talk about the All Eyes on Me movie of 2019. Like I said, minus...
Another Tupac?
All Eyes on Me movie?
God,
Eyes
that was fucking horrible,
that
wasn't
was really
it?
Really bad.
Both Eyes on Me.
I didn't even watch it.
Half an eye on me. It's not good.
It's not good?
It's no.
Not
good. No, it's not.
I think we've trashed more movies than actually.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Fuck movies.
I didn't realize, but on a side, I didn't realize him and Jada had that.
Oh yeah.
But like, they were friends. Like the
he used
the,
to write her poetry.
Yeah, like the, he they were in love.
They were in love
for sure.
Are we talking True. About
Tupac?
Oh, blooper.
Tupac. Blooper. We're still on blooper. Black blooper. Well, presented by Blatt.
Mrs. Blooper and
Mrs. Blooper.
He knows all his own moves.
Someone else is going to have to intro Once Upon a Time.
Jerry.
Jerry's been carrying it.
So, there's a little film by
Jerry's
a certain...
Jerry's the only one with talent.
A certain amazing director slash writer. His name is Quentin Tarantino. Yes. His latest film is coming up this year. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It is the story of, what is it? It's the story of
set
a
on the
guy.
Manson family murder of Sharon Tate.
So right.
But it's more about
the
an
two
actor.
Guys. Well, the actor and his
so
stuntman.
So DiCaprio is the actor and Brad Pitt's his stuntman.
Correct.
And they live next door mm-hmm. to
Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate.
Played by Margot Robbie.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of A-listers in this, for sure.
Well, there should be.
Yeah. But
do we have a list? Anybody?
Yeah, I got a list. So we got, you know, obviously we mentioned DiCaprio, Pitt, Margot Robbie. We have Dakota Fanning, Al Pacino, Damian Lewis from Homeland, Tim Roth, Emile Hirsch.
Of course, Tim Roth.
Timothy Oliphant. Is yep. that how you say his
Timothy
name?
Timothy Oliphant. Oliphant.
Oliphant.
That's Justified. Yeah,
Justified.
Raylan Givens yep. and Deadwood.
Yep. And yep. he was also briefly in The Office for two episodes.
Well,
as
but wait,
is salesman.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the guy in Santa
Hitman.
Clarita?
Hitman.
Yes, yeah. Santa Clarita. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
In Hitman. Cool.
Love.
Kurt
love
Russell
him.
And many, many more.
He's
so that's the main
Kurt Russell.
So I think one thing to note on this as well is Quentin Tarantino has announced a long time ago that the 10th movie was going to be his last one. So this is his second to last
yep.
movie that he is ever
number
going
eight, right?
to make. No, this is nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
This is nine.
So
Hateful Eight was number eight.
I didn't love it.
We'll talk about that one.
I saw it on the plane.
I didn't love it.
Anyway. What?
There was, one
it.
Part was, where my neighbors on the plane were uncomfortable.
People were annoyed that it was just in one room.
Oh, yeah, that scene.
Yeah.
Jerry, you can't just pull it out like that on the plane, dude.
Reservoir
Big
Dogs.
Dingus.
Reservoir Dogs
Reservoir
was mostly,
Dogs
was
in,
mostly
room.
In one room, too. Right. There was a few things.
But a lot of people didn't like that one.
I love Reservoir Dogs. I like that a lot better than Hateful Eight.
Yeah, that's a fact. Maybe not a lot more, but I do like it better.
So the release date for this is July 26th.
We got a runtime on this? 3.5 hours, probably. If I know Tarantino.
More than likely, yeah, it seems like. I mean, with this cast, I'd be surprised if it's less than 2.5 hours.
And here's the other thing. Like, is he doing some kind of, and I don't want to say gimmicky, he shoots, so like when he did Kill Bill, he shot it on a certain type of film. When he did Hateful Eight, he shot it on this like special old school widescreen reel to reel. Have we heard any kind of rumors of any kind of special camera work or cinematography?
He's actually
doing?
Kept this movie under wraps
yeah, I know.
A lot better.
Right.
I mean, and he's normally pretty good at doing that, but I mean, it's hard to get any information. There's not even a runtime on this yet. So I'm pretty sure they're still in post-production. So I don't even think they wrapped production yet.
If it's 4 hours, will you go see it?
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
I watched the Grindhouse double feature.
Really?
Yeah. In theaters.
Back to back.
Sure did.
I mean, Kill Bill was like 5 hours.
How'd that I went come? Through yeah. three tubs of popcorn. They're refillable. I mean,
they
why not?
Are.
I got
they
my
are.
Goddamn
that's
money worth, didn't
were
I?
Were you
that's
high?
Right.
That's a lot of popcorn. I mean,
how
maybe.
Do you eat that much popcorn? Like, didn't you get a tummy ache?
I love
I mean,
popcorn.
Yeah, I had a wee little tummy ache, but it was okay.
What was the name of the Grindhouse one?
It was Planet Terror.
Planet
and
Terror.
Death Proof.
Yeah,
haven't seen either of them.
We talked about the Death Proof.
The one where Rose McGowan had the machine gun.
Yeah. Wasn't one of those directed by Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah, that was
though?
Planet Terror.
Yeah,
Planet Terror.
Yep.
Okay.
Where Bruce Willis' penis fell off, didn't it? It rotted off, right?
Is that what you remember from?
That's the one thing I remember. That and machine gun legs.
Yes.
Best friends with sword legs. Who would win?
Who would win? Isn't Michelle Rodriguez in that too, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Machine gun legs.
Planet Terror, yes.
Yeah. Partnering her up
yes,
with
she was. Yes,
scissor
she was.
Legs.
Scissor legs. You get it?
Another get it? Triple entendre.
You get it?
She's rolling.
Well, that's all I got, fellas. Anything else?
Blacked.
Real.
Sponsored by Black.
I really hope they heard this episode. Throw us some money. Or just enjoy and tell your friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, April, real quick. Mortal Kombat 11 is coming.
Yes, yeah, yes. Game. Did you see all the fatalities they came up with?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Baraka pulled off the face.
Dude, I like that. I like what they're doing with the fatalities now, where it's like, instead of just like it being, you know, like they're doing like a final, like the last hit is like a screenshot, mm-hmm. but it's like a moving screenshot. It's just in ultra slow motion, and it's like fatality. So it's like Baraka eating the brain, mm-hmm. or fucking when he punches his sword through their eyeball and it comes out of the back of their head.
Yes.
And it's fucking it's intense. Although,
that's
it's,
pretty cool. Because weren't they doing it before where it was showing like before the finishing move, it was showing like the bones breaking and then they would do the
that
finishing
was a special move.
Did, right.
Yeah,
okay.
They call so those cool. the X-ray moves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. That's right. So they're doing this now with the actual fatalities pretty
yeah.
much.
And they still and
that's
they,
awesome.
Did they have brutalities back? Yeah, they did have brutalities.
Yeah, that
I was just watching it and Scorpion just could you imagine punching someone's head off of their body? Like the head still
that's
remains.
That's a hard punch.
The head still remains intact.
Yes.
But it's just like the neck was like, uh-uh.
I saw Jason Voorhees do it in Jason Takes Manhattan, and it still gives me joy to this day.
So that
Jason
coalition
takes Manhattan.
That tried to get the original Mortal Kombat games like banned, mm-hmm. like back in like 94.
What do they think?
I'd love to show them this fucking trailer.
Watch what will be.
That and Dead by what is it? By Daylight? What's the one where you can play as the killer? Your brother was talking about it on the video games episode.
Oh,
what the fuck is that video game? And you can get like Leatherface.
I think it is Dead by Daylight.
Okay, because you know I like to butcher shit, so I was like, I'm sure I messed this name up.
I think it is Dead by Daylight. And Days Gone.
Is this the new zombie one?
Yeah, that's. I think that's going to be our placeholder for Last of Us 2.
Yeah,
and that's a PlayStation exclusive.
Well, for you,
it is also
for you. You know what comes out like
the 29th
next week?
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 3, motherfucker.
Finally.
Yeah, we'll have to do a video game one next month.
Well, I'm going to go buy Resident Evil pretty soon.
I think
Tuesday.
Yeah, we should talk about video games and the video game.
Yeah, Resident Evil 2.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just a...
And put it on Twitch.
All right, well...
No, we should do it.
I'm sorry, everyone.
A blooper.
That sounds like...
Hold on, speaking of blooper...
That sounds like a certain kind of poop.
One last one. One last movie.
What we got?
This is 2020, but it's the first week of 2020.
There we go.
Blooper. Will Smith himself, Martin Lawrence. He can't be stopped now, because it's Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys for Life.
Yes.
This is, that won't make it into the 2020 movie
Mike
preview.
Lowry.
So, guys, just wait all year.
That one will be called Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys Till Death.
They've actually signed on to do three more.
Holy shit.
So,
we don't have to keep waiting 15 years in between.
You might still, but this is the first. We'll see how this one does. They've signed on to tentatively do a trilogy arc for this Bad Boys for Life, a second one and a third one, but it's all going to depend on how well this one goes. I mean, I know they just started shooting this week.
Yeah.
Who's directing it? Do you know?
It is not. So Michael Bay is not involved,
at all.
But I think Jerry Bruckheimer.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah.
Is involved somehow. I don't know who's directing. I could take a look at it, but very few
details.
Details, thank you, Jordan, are out now. But first week of 2020,
so
Bad Boys for Life. That's it.
I can't wait till they get Jackie Chan and
director is
Chris Tucker back.
Rush Hour 4 is
Rush
coming.
Hour 4.
Yeah.
Get the fuck! Excuse me. That was supposed to be get the fuck out of here. Like a man does.
Yeah, that's another one where it's not a definitive date, but it's supposed to come out
shit,
this year.
How many on Michael and Utito jokes do you think are going to be in that one?
Too many. Not enough.
You never touch
Friday,
a black man radio.
As long as there is, my daddy once took out your bullet. All right, fuck it. Let's get the fuck out of here.
That's going to do it for us. Make sure you check us out next week. And then, Haley, take us out like you normally do.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Pop Culture as Fuck, presented by Multipopural. Be sure to check us out at our website for all the latest news and notes. You can find us at www.popcultureaf.com or multipoptural.com. And we'll see you next week, you filthy animals.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.